1-800-273-8023. And you are listening to 94.1 KPFA and 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and online at kpfa.org. The time is 3 p.m. Stay tuned next for Cover to Cover with Jack Foley.
But not only Jack Foley, but
Nina Serrano.
That's right. And thank you for wearing the Jack Foley Day t-shirt, Nina. Very kind of you.
I wish this were TV so that everybody could see it.
Well, I do too, but
they'd realize that there had been a Jack Foley Day declared by the city of Berkeley in June of 2010.
Yes, there certainly was. Today's program continues our joint experiment in poetry, song, storytelling, literary patter, and commentary. While last month's first of the month program abounded in poetic hijinks, this program has some somber news. The somber news is of the death of my wife, Adele Foley. She was diagnosed with cancer on June 4th, and she died on June 27th. It was all very sudden and difficult and problematical. And my response to that is to keep her alive in the way that literature can keep her alive. I have a tribute for her today, and you'll hear also her voice. I'm going to do another tribute to her on the next show as well, but in this one you're going to hear a shorter version of some of the poems she'd read and recorded. I wish we'd had more, but as the poet Francisco X. Alarcón said,
Viva la vida. Long live life.
Yeah, he did. Viva la vida, who also died of cancer. Well, I'm going to go into that now, and I'll begin with a obituary, a biography of Adele. This is Jack Foley, and this is the first of many tributes I intend to pay to my much-loved, much-missed wife, Adele, who died on Monday morning, June 27th, 2016. I'm going to begin with a short account of her life. Adele Joan Foley, born August 15th, 1940, died June 27th, 2016, was a poet, a social, neighborhood, and arts activist, and for the past 20 years, a member of the administration of AC Transit. She was, in addition, a devoted and loving mother to her son, Sean Foley, and a deep friend to her daughter-in-law, Carrie. She married poet Jack Foley on December 21, 1961, the longest night of the year, and their marriage was a long and happy one. The Foleys were familiar and much-loved figures in the local poetry scene, performing duets of Jack's unique choral pieces and Adele's haiku. Beat poet Michael McClure wrote, "Adele Foley's haikus show us humanity. Their vitality and imagination shine from her compassion, from seeing things as they truly are." Jack writes of, "Your presence next to me as we read poetry together, your voice rising to mine." Adele was born in New York City to a dentist father and a mother who was both a housewife and a social activist, believing in liberal causes and active in the New York Herald Tribune Fresh Air Fund, an organization that provides free summer vacations in the country to New York City children from low-income families. Adele continued her mother's activism in Oakland as a member of many local organizations, assisting in neighborhood cleanups, neighborhood watch programs, and in revitalizing the Melrose branch of the Oakland Library in East Oakland. Could they ever guess that we'd be celebrating in 2016? She wrote for the Melrose branch's centennial. For these activities, she was designated a local hero. She was also a member of the board of the long-standing poetry organization, Poetry Flash. Adele graduated Phi Beta Kappa from Goucher College in 1961 and earned an M.A. in economics from Cornell University in 1962. In 1963, she and Jack crossed the country in their 1956 Oldsmobile to Northern California, where they lived for the rest of their lives, settling for the first year in Berkeley and then in Oakland. Jack entered the University of California, Berkeley, as a graduate student in English literature, and Adele found employment at the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. She left the Fed in the early 1990s to work for the city of San Francisco, and then, after a period of uncertainty, transitioned to AC Transit, first as a temp employee in 1993, and then full-time in 1995. She enjoyed her work there, spending her final years with the company as retirement administrator. In 1989, she began to write poetry. Her chosen form was haiku, which she wrote in the traditional 5-7-5 syllables. One of her most memorable, Learning to Shave, Father Teaching Son, concerned her son Sean, born in 1974. A nick on the jaw, the razor's edge of manhood along the bloodline. Her book, Along the Bloodline, appeared in 2003. In it she declared, "It's not that I write because of what I see because I write." A second book, Fennel in the Rain, a collaboration with Jack, appeared in 2007. A final collection, edited by Jack, is forthcoming in 2016. The 2007 anthology, For New Orleans, featured Adele's contribution on its cover. Adele Foley is remembered for her great intelligence, her quick wit, her sudden lyricism, her social conscience, and her flashing smile. She wrote in a selfie haiku, an infectious smile, tapping out daily haiku, pretty good figure. In 1960, she sang an ancient French song, A la Claire Fontaine, to Jack. The refrain of the song is, Il y a longtemps que je t'aime. Jamais je ne t'oublierai. I have loved you for a long time. I will never forget you. Over the years, they often sang the song together. In 2016, Jack sang the song to Adele as she lay dying in the hospital. I have loved you for a long time. I will never forget you. The funeral will be held at Chapel of the Chimes, 4499 Piedmont Avenue, Oakland, California, 94611. Visitation or viewing is on Saturday, July 16th, Chimes Chapel, 6 to 8 p.m. The funeral service will be the next day, Sunday, July 17th, Chimes Chapel, 10 a.m. Family and friends are invited to speak at the service. A second memorial tribute to Adele will be held in August. Her work will be featured along with special memories. Again, everyone is invited. Next is a poem I read to Adele not too long ago. Matthew Fox writes, "One of the most wonderful concepts that Hildegard von Bingen gifts us with is a term I've never found in any other theologian, the term veriditas, or greening power. The word suggests veritas, truth, as well as veridicus, speaking the truth." Wikipedia: the definition of veriditas, or greenness, is an earthly expression of the heavenly in an integrity that overcomes dualisms. This greenness, or power of life, appears frequently in Hildegard's works. Joyce Jenkins challenged me to write a nature poem for her watershed event. I found my mind returning to Cora, Persephone, especially to her aspect as seed, thrust underground, but emerging to flower. I remembered as well W.C. Williams' poem of Asphodel, that greeny flower, and Denise Levertov's book of nature poems, The Life Around Us. My dear wife Adele was diagnosed with cancer on Saturday, June 4th, 2016. She was intelligent and brave and loving throughout this struggle. I told her doctor, we want to keep her. Adele chimed in, I want to be kept. Veriditas. Veriditas, the dream of a green world. It is not enough to say the life around us. We are the life around us. It is not possible to be apart from nature, natura naturans. The conditions in which consciousness, this consciousness, happens are serious, tentative, and limited. This dream of green. I am that flower you hold in your hand. We are light coming to consciousness of itself, men and women of light. What is mind but light? What is body? Make light of it, writes my friend James Broughton. Walking, I vanish into light. Cora, the seed, above ground, under, the need to follow her down the rabbit hole, following the idea of resurrection. Seed time vanishes, returns. We grow and branch and root in winged or finny stuff or cloven hoof, in bird sound, animal alarm or pleasure. Describe a scene, scene vanishes, mind appears. Cora, woman, underground, no need that is not satisfied of food or sex. Greenness, love, as you lie in this moment of danger, as you sleep, wondering if the next sleep will be death, this greeny flower, this green comes to you, the power of life, Veriditas. I wrote this poem a few days after her death. Sweetheart, if you are still in any way in the world, guide me. Teach me to live without you. I don't think I can. How can there be sunlight and you not in it? Finally, this is the last choral piece, Adele, that I recorded. The words are mine, but the voice is hers. I'm going to read a poem by Gregory Vincent St. Tomasino. And after I read this poem, I found myself responding to it. And I wrote between the lines, as I sometimes do. Adele will read what I wrote after I've read Gregory Vincent St. Tomasino's poem. His poem is called Decoration Day. Going and sounding, how... gathering, and again, a putting into place, a following of similar, a turning back to an end, in arrival or disposition, in measure, in picture, are several, having one, and role according as is an end, as high is far or near, or save to say. In such a case, are all, are similar, are all, are, an end, and so on, and ever so, to part or like. That was Gregory Vincent St. Tomasino's poem, Decoration Day. And I think the monosyllables and the hesitation has something to do with his feelings about that holiday, which we no longer call Decoration Day. Decoration Day.
Memorial.
Going and sounding, how, gathering.
The dead.
And again.
Gather in our minds.
A putting into place, a following.
Speaking.
Of similar, a.
A language we do not.
Turning back to an end in arrival.
Understand.
Or disposition.
We understand.
In measure, in picture.
Measure, denial.
Are several, having one, and role.
Something common to the earth.
According as is an end.
We watch.
As high as far or near, or save to say.
As the waters.
In such a case, are all, are similar.
Ebb, flow.
Are all, are an end.
Return.
And so on, and ever so, to.
To ocean.
Part or like.
Home.
We watch as the waters ebb, flow, return to ocean, home. Sleep well, darling. My next tribute to Adele will be a show in which she reads and discusses her own poetry.
Sur la plus haute branche, un rossignol chantait.
Il y a longtemps que je t'aime, jamais je ne t'oublierai.
Chante, rossignol, chante, toi qui as le cœur gai. Tu as le cœur à rire, moi je l'ai à pleurer.
Jamais je ne t'oublierai.
J'ai perdu mon ami sans l'avoir mérité pour un bouquet de roses que je lui refusais.
Il y a longtemps que je t'aime, jamais je ne t'oublierai.
Je voudrais que la rose fût encore et que mon doux ami fut encore à m'aimer.
Il y a longtemps que je t'aime, jamais je ne t'oublierai.
That was A la Claire Fontaine. It was from the soundtrack to the 2006 film The Painted Veil. It was performed by the choir of the Beijing Takahashi Culture and Arts Center.
That was so beautiful, Jack.
Thank you. Thank you, Nina. I want to give people what the song says. By the clear fountain, going for a walk, I found the water so beautiful, I had to bathe. I've loved you for a long time. I will never forget you. Under the oak's leaves, I lay and dried myself. On the highest bough, a nightingale sang. I've loved you for a long time. I will never forget you. Sing, nightingale, sing. You have a joyous heart. Your heart is to laugh. Mine is to weep. I've loved you for a long time. I will never forget you. I lost my lady friend, which I didn't deserve, because of a rosebud I kept from her. I've loved you for a long time. I will never forget you. I wish the rose was still on the bush and my sweet friend was still loving me. I've loved you for a long time. I will never forget you. Il y a longtemps que je t'aime. You heard Adele reading a poem that I wrote, actually, though the words seemed eerily appropriate. She was reading about death. But I wanted to play a little bit of Adele reading her own poetry and various, and commenting on it as well. I'm going to do much more of that on my next week's show, where I will have Adele being interviewed by me. It was a birthday present that I gave her one time, and she did very, very well with it. But on this little CD, you'll hear just a little bit of Adele reading from her work.
You are a haiku artist, and can you tell us a little bit about what haiku is?
Haiku is a traditional Japanese form. It traditionally has five syllables in the first line, then seven, and then five again.
Wonderful. Now, you've been writing for a long time, and
I've been writing haiku since 1989.
Do you still remember your first haiku?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my goodness. Let's hear it.
Early plum blossoms on the streets of North Oakland announce the new year.
Wonderful.
I've been performing with Jack for over 20 years. He writes the poems. The collaboration is in the presentation. We have a couple of signature pieces, standards, like Chorus Overture, also known as Hummingbird, and Chorus Song. Before we first presented them, we rehearsed a lot, and we even recorded them. Jack may read parts of a piece to give me an idea of how he hears it. Then he will assign lines or phrases to each of us and indicate words to be spoken together, as a round or two texts to be performed at the same time. Now I may make suggestions on aspects of a newer choral piece. I'm also responsible for synchronizing the timing when we are performing different texts. Audiences, particularly musicians, react well to choral pieces. It's a new idea that wakes them up. But the work is noisy, and some people resist the sound. In the last few years, Jack began writing short plays, and we've been performing them as well. These allow me to show that I'm something of a ham. When we first started, I was nervous about performing my husband's work, getting it right. But performing the choral pieces and plays is exciting. Sometimes they're challenging, but Jack is really good at presenting poetry orally, and I love working with him. The way we sound, and the feedback we get from people. Bart Bench Haiku, What I See on My Way to Work in Downtown Oakland. The stench of urine, a worn-out pair of trousers, a tattered mattress. I saw him Friday asleep on the bench outside the 19th Street Bart. Tuesday, there were three smoking their first cigarette by the scrawny tree. As summer ended, the small cement bench became a nightly campground. Mail call on the bench. This morning I saw a large padded envelope, two names, no address. As nights grow colder, the bench sleeper moves closer to the dirty wall. 25 cents. I look in her eyes and I know she needs it. Whatever it is. Monterey Beach. Piles of seaweed, kelp, a congregation of gulls. Hey, geese, bon voyage. The sun clears the rocks. My elongated shadow walks ahead of me. The tide's coming in. prints of dogs, birds, tennis shoes erased in the foam. Driving to Monterey. Drive south in the sun on El Camino Real, Hawks Circle, Green Hills. Motorcycle Club, Prius doing 70, pink and white blossoms. Down to just two lanes, roadside stands teasing us with pictures of cherries. Nearing Hollister, east to San Juan Batista, Hitchcock's Vertigo. Mexican music, I can taste tortilla chips, strong, dark Dos Equis. My generation visited friends at Fort Ord on their way to NAM. In the cast, glad I write haiku. My left hand couldn't handle anything longer. Control-Alt-Delete. Two fingers and an elbow. Awkward, but it works. My letters are large and askew, just like they were in kindergarten. 17th Street Club. Lined up each morning in front of the coffee shop, the Cannabis Club. My friend bought buns there until the day the police raided the small club. The owner told the cop, "She's here for pastry." The cop nodded, let her go. Another friend stopped for coffee. They said, "For that, you can cut in line." When they protested, broke windows on 17th, no one touched that shop. She pushed the walker slowly across Alice Street. Determination. Rainy day in May. A parade of umbrellas. Streams flow by the curbs. The swish of car tires. A large raindrop on my head. The scent of wet grass.
That was my wife Adele reading some of her haiku at various points in various places and also commenting on her performances with me. Thank you, dear. She said very nice things, and I'm glad she enjoyed it. I should mention, people have asked me, is there an organization that Adele believed in, and could they make a donation? That organization would be none other than Poetry Flash, and you can get to poetryflash.org/give for more information on that. And I should mention that the Veriditas poem, along with other poems for Adele, will be in Caveat Lector. And what I'm about to read, which is what I'm also going to read at the service, has recently been published in Life and Legends, an online magazine. And this is called For Adele. It has a quotation from Bertolt Brecht. "The one who looked after me has gone. The one I looked after has gone." How do you mourn the absence of someone you've seen almost every day of your life, and whose daily presence was always a comfort to you? We've all seen children in the midst of what seems to us to be some more or less trivial setback begin to howl and weep in utter despair and anguish. We learn to contain that childish impulse as we grow. But in an event like this, the child returns with a vengeance, and you experience what seems to be endless and bottomless sorrow. Adele and me. People came and went, but from the beginning, there was love and a commitment to one another, a desire to promote each other, to help each other. That deep commitment was understood and held to by both of us, no matter what else happened. When I entered the poetry world, I never presented myself as Jack Foley. It was always Jack and Adele Foley, though organizers often had trouble with that billing. My first book was called Letters, Lights, Words for Adele. It was accompanied by a cassette tape on which she performed. As I've mentioned before on this show, she was diagnosed with cancer on June 4th. She died on June 27th. During that short time, I tried to be her caregiver, cooking, comforting, helping in any way I could. I was rather overwhelmed with things to do, things for Adele, many trips to Kaiser.